The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Do you want to start a company but have no idea where to begin? Or do you have dreams of becoming an influencer? Well, the Life with Marianna podcast is here to help. I'm Marianna Hewitt, a Los Angeles-based influencer and co-founder of the clean skincare line, Summer Fridays. Each Tuesday, I'm talking to my friends from business owners, wellness experts, and more to share all of their best advice for you to live your best life. Make sure to tune in and subscribe to my podcast. And follow me on Instagram at Marianna_Hewitt to see what's coming up each week so you don't miss an episode. Come on in, take a seat, pour a drink, pass one to me. Frickle foodie and friends, talk about life's odds and ends. Throw away your hesitations, have unfiltered conversations. If you've got an ear to lend, here's Frickle Foodie and Friends. I don't like how short my sweatpants are. Pull up your sock.
All right, let me pull up our shared note. Okay, first and foremost, Lucy came over looking all cute, and I am just sleep deprived and trying to survive.
Yeah, I mean,
haven't
it's
slept
also,
in a week.
You go, girl. I was going to be like, it's my day off, and I woke up at 7:30 to come here. So, but I guess I can't really.
I do appreciate that. Nope, I appreciate that. I just haven't slept in a week. And
I had to go through Penn Station today.
Okay, fair.
So
I had to deal with a toddler who got his tonsils out.
Yeah. Not great.
Not great.
We all have
but
our
we're
days.
Here. We all have our days. We're here. All right, we have a lot to catch up on.
Yeah, we do. Where do we begin?
Well, we both went on trips and I want to unpack them. And I also think we have a lot of stories from them, at least according to our notes.
Yeah.
But before we dive in, I did have one thing on the, this ties in. Someone messaged me being like, loving the Lucy Epps. Mm-hmm. Next time she's on, could you do a little bio for her if she's comfortable sharing the basics, what she does for work, how old she is, etc. Just for more context, I say etc. because
I saw.
Okay. Yeah, evidently I say it a lot.
I consume your content.
Do you? Questionable.
Your Instagram and TikTok content.
Okay. Well, you've been on here before, but I guess yes. The sister episode, didn't you kind of talk about that?
Maybe.
All right.
But I can give a little.
Yeah, give a little bio.
Okay. I'm 27 years old. I went to Lafayette College, same college as Cammie.
Whole parts.
I played lacrosse for 2 years. Not really played, but I was on the team. And then had hip surgery. Crazy story.
Crazy story. You can tell it.
It's like, basically.
Give the short version.
Okay. Basically, went into surgery, woke up in the middle of the surgery because I don't really know like all the details, but I guess
they fucked up.
They've fucked up and like were flooding the site, and then somehow that liquid got into my lungs.
Something nicked an artery.
Yeah. It was like an open capillary or something.
That
I don't really know.
Right.
And then it started flooding my lungs, and I woke up in the middle of the surgery on the table, basically drowning. And it was like, oh my God. I saw all of the surgeons like running around, freaking out. And that's it. So then.
And then you went back to sleep.
And then I went back to sleep.
And then you woke up.
And then I woke up and I was like, whoa, that was crazy. Did I die? Anyway, so then quit the team because that was just like too much for me. Stopped playing lacrosse and then graduated, moved to New York in the same building that Cammie and our other sister Maddie lived in. That was amazing. Still live there.
Still there. What do you do for work?
I work at a advertising agency. I never really know how to explain it, but it's just like doing TV advertising for Nissan. I don't work at Nissan, but I work at a media agency. I live with my boyfriend.
Shout out TT, our favorite person.
TT. Tyler and I have been dating for like 5.5 years. We don't really have an anniversary because we started casually hooking up senior year of college, and then there were some on and offs, but
here we are.
Basically 5 years.
He's here.
And we live together. We have a dog named Kona who is going to be 4 this summer. She is the best. She's from Safe
Cutest
and Sound.
Dog in, remember when did she win?
Oh yeah,
March
we
Madness.
In like puppy March Madness
when the
thanks
FFM
to you guys
showed up and voted for her like and, insanity.
Yeah, that was
for the
crazy.
Gray dog. Wait. I asked this also because in the note, I randomly thought about this. I guess it was when the girl messaged me asking for your bio. Your name is Sarah, and I feel like that's not talked about enough.
Wait, should I say anything else? I feel like that was like the worst bio ever.
It wasn't that exciting, but
yeah, that's my life. I don't really have much else.
The youngest of three girls.
The youngest of three girls. Like, I mean, that, like, I feel like everyone knows. I was an art major.
That's a fun fact.
With a woman in gender studies minor. And
I feel like,
that's all I got. Okay, yes. My real name is Sarah Louise Linville. Legal name, which is crazy. It's a family name. And our aunt's name is Sally Lou. And then she was named after a Sarah Louise. So,
yes. Okay.
Yep. And and then my mom was like, okay, we'll go back to Sarah Louise, but we want to call you Lucy.
Such a wild move on mom's part to be like, I'm going to name my child something and then no one will ever call her that name. Like, she made that decision going in.
My mom and dad have never, ever, ever, not once in their lives called me Sarah.
If someone was chasing you, if you hear down the street, Sarah.
Never.
Sarah. You would never turn around, right?
Never. So the only time, like, it says it on my license and any legal documents, doctor's offices, anything like that.
And school.
They call me Sarah. And the first day of school was always so awkward. Every single year at the first day of school, not really at like PDS, but because all the teachers like knew me, because it wasn't really getting new teachers that often.
Small school.
But at Lafayette, every single first day of the semester of the year, they would say Sarah and I wouldn't respond. And then they'd be like, Sarah Linville. And I'd be like, oh, that's me. You can call me Lucy.
And everyone's like, what the fuck is happening?
Everyone would turn and either be like, wait, your real name is Sarah? Like people that knew me. Or they'd be like, well, that doesn't make sense. Like what, you just chose a new name for yourself?
That whole story is also just emphasizes what a different college experience we had than so many. Because as you're saying this, I'm like, people don't do roll call in college. And then I'm like, no, they did at Lafayette because our classes were like 15, 20 people.
Yeah.
Our lectures were maybe 50.
Yeah.
And class participation was such a big thing. Yeah.
But yeah, so I have never been called Sarah, like by mom or dad, ever. It's so weird.
You're going to change it legally when you get married.
So when I get married, I think I'm going to do like Lucy Linville.
Oh, you'll go Lucy Linville.
Because like what else?
Yeah. I mean,
I wouldn't do like Lucy Louise. Like I have no... Like Sarah Louise Zorn, who is that? I don't know that.
No, we don't know that person.
We've never met that girl in the world, like ever.
You'll be the only one that keeps Linville.
I know. Because, well, then I was like, should I do Oaks? But like.
What? But Oaks isn't your name.
So I could still change it.
That's weird.
My middle name.
But it's my middle name. That's why I kept it.
Well.
You can't just like pull a name out of nowhere.
What do you mean?
You can't like, no.
Well, Kelly did it.
Kelly did it because.
I could do that. No, I don't think that's weird. Changing my name, I can change it. Princess Consuelo Bananamic. Like, I could do whatever I want.
Shit pants. Or what was the other one?
I think if it.
What was the other one?
Shit bag.
Shit bag, maybe. Friends. I think that's weird.
If it's like.
But Oaks isn't in your name.
Okay, fine. I won't do it. But like, is having a last name as your real name weird?
A last name is your middle name? No, when it's your maiden name.
Okay, fine. Yeah, it wouldn't be hyphenated.
No, but I'm saying, like, mom became Cynthia Oaks Linville.
Yeah, I just don't think it would be that weird because we're so tied to Oaks.
But it was never your name.
You don't have to rub it in. Like, you don't have to rub in the fact that I have a weird fucking name. And Maddie got Cole, which is dad's middle name, and you got Oaks, which is mom's.
I know, and now my boys have both of them.
Yeah, so that's... Like, relax. I'm okay. Sarah Louise Linville. Like, yeah. The thing is, it would be so fine if they called me Sarah. Well, also the other thing.
Do you feel like you're a Sarah?
Not at all.
But if Lucy's a really young name?
No. Okay. I would never switch over to Sarah. That would be crazy.
Well, that would be crazy.
Well, I have no choice.
No.
I can't. Okay. I'm sorry. Now you're like, do you think Lucy's a young name? Maybe you should change that. Like, I can't go change my middle name to Oaks.
I don't think you should change your name. I was just asking, is there any part of you? Like, Maddie feisty. Goes by Madison, I feel like now.
Yeah, and you go by Cameron.
I converted to Cameron. Is there any part of you that wishes
No, I don't.
Okay. There, that's all. That was my question.
I also I can't wish because I have no choice. Name Cameron to go to. I'm not Lucille. I know.
If you were Lucille.
No, I'm not a Lucille. Anyway.
Do you feel you're a Lucy?
Yes.
Okay.
I 100% feel like I'm a Lucy. I don't feel like I'm a Sarah.
I feel like you're a Paige. I could see you as a Paige.
That's Carly's middle name.
I know.
Interesting. I don't really think I know
any
Paiges. Or
Yeah,
but I'm not changing my name. So
I'm just saying.
Leave me alone. But
maybe Victoria, I could see you as.
Interesting. But what could you see me as? I don't see you as a Cameron. I see you as a Cammy.
Well, that's because that's what you've known me my whole life.
Yeah. But I think you fit Cammy a lot.
Okay.
Or Scout.
Well, yeah, but oh my God, the other day Dad texted me, "Hey, Cameron." And it was two questions when he was watching The Boys about the baby brother and something else.
And you were are you mad at me?
Why the fuck are you so formal? You've never once in my life called me anything but Scout, let alone Cameron.
Mm-hmm.
I responded, "What is happening?"
Yeah, I'm scared.
And he's like, "Sorry, it autocorrected." From what? Scout? He must have typed Cam. I have no idea.
Wait, but the other thing, back to Sarah Louise quickly. Mom and Dad, it's so crazy because they fully named me Sarah Louise Linville, called me Lucy. That was it. But from my understanding, I don't know if I've made this up. I really think it's true. I think that Mom says that my first name is Sarah and my middle name is Louise.
It's not.
And Dad says my first name is Sarah Louise and I don't have a middle name. So they can't even agree on that.
You don't.
So I'm even that is weird.
Agreed. All right. Let's talk about our trip.
So that's that on that.
And that's your crisis, identity crisis.
So can't wait to change that.
It is officially starting to feel like spring, which means not only are we finally going to get to spend some more time outdoors, but it is the time for one of my favorite freaking things that I am already itching to begin, spring cleaning. Those who know me know that there's nothing I love more than a good cleaning purge, whether it be my closet, my junk drawer, my kids' dressers, or our kitchen. I love setting time aside to go through and get rid of what no longer serves a purpose or brings us joy. I got ahead of the spring cleaning with our move, and one of the areas that resulted in the most boxes to donate was our kitchen, specifically all of our pots and pans. We had been using the same set for way too long, and I was so excited to revamp them last year with our new set from Caraway. And let me tell you, a year later, I am still loving them so goddamn much. Caraway's thoughtfully designed sets and complimentary storage makes getting and staying organized easier than ever. Not only are their high-quality ceramic-coated kitchenware free of PTFE, lead, and other toxic materials, but they come in the most beautiful colorway options. I went full freaking lean-in blue with our navy kitchen cabinets and got the navy set, and I love it so much. My favorite thing about Caraway is the naturally slick surface, which means it is so much easier for me to clean after cooking. Given that fried eggs and avocado toast are pretty much an everyday staple for us in this household, I am a super fan for the ability to make slide-off-the-pan eggs. Just a reminder, their iconic cookware set comes with the sauté pan, fry pan, Dutch oven, and saucepan, plus lids for all of them, a canvas lid holder, and magnetic pan rack for storage. It's the ultimate kitchen setup and will save you $150 versus buying all of them individually. Plus, if you visit carawayhome.com/Cameron, you can take an additional 10% off your next purchase. This deal is exclusive for our listeners, so visit carawayhome.com/Cameron or use code Cameron at checkout. Caraway, non-toxic cookware made modern. Healthy hydration is not just about drinking water. It's about water and electrolytes. It makes sense. You lose both water and sodium when you sweat, so both need to be replaced to prevent muscle cramps, headaches, energy dips that result from dehydration, which is less common, and low electrolytes, which is actually more common. Most people only replace the water because since the 1940s, we've been told drink 8 glasses of water per day, thirsty or not. Drinking beyond your thirst actually is not a good idea. Thirst is the way that our bodies regulate blood volume and fluid balance. So when you need more fluids, you get thirsty. And when you drink plain water beyond thirst, it dilutes blood electrolyte levels and can lead to headaches, low energy, cramps, confusion, and more. Since low sodium symptoms mimic dehydration symptoms, people often get confused and drink more water. And that just exacerbates the problem. The solution, of course, isn't to just stop drinking water, but it's to drink water plus electrolytes, which is why I love Element. It has enough sodium, potassium, and magnesium to get you feeling and performing your best. Plus, it has zero sugar, artificial colors, or any other dodgy ingredients to hold you back. Element has your electrolyte needs covered. You are guaranteed to find an Element flavor you love. Try fan favorites, mine, like citrus salt or raspberry salt, or get spicy with mango chili, or mix the chocolate salt into your morning coffee for a mean mocha. Element came up with a fantastic offer for all of you. Just go to drinkelement.com/Cameron to get a free sample pack with any purchase. That's drinkelement.com/Cameron to get a free sample pack with any purchase.
You went on your trip.
So amazing.
Tell us everything.
So we went to Antigua.
Is it not Antigua?
No, it's Antigua.
Are you sure?
I'm positive.
Says who?
Like Google, locals.
Okay.
Everything. I thought it was Antigua. Antigua. Okay. But I did a little research before I went and everyone was saying Antigua.
Okay. It was great.
So fun. The weather was perfect. It was like 85, sunny. And of course, the week after we left and like the day that we were leaving, pouring rain.
Isn't that kind of the best feeling?
The best.
Because when it's rainy, it's like, okay, time for us to go by.
Well, so we like basically the night before, there was like a bar on at the hotel. So we would go to that bar. And the night before, we like stayed up late and we were like, fuck, like, okay, we're just going to pack in the morning. But then I was feeling guilty that we weren't going to be on the beach. Mm-hmm. And then we woke up and it was pouring rain. And I was like, this is amazing. We can just chill. We can go have lunch. Because our flight was at like 2. Or our flight was at 4, so we had to leave at 2.
This ties into my, actually, a question I had. What time are you like going to bed when you're on vacation with Tyler? Like, what time are you at this bar until?
Well, I closed at, I think, 11. But then we went back and, like, just drank in the room. Like, hung out.
Okay.
Like, I read or, like, played a game.
Okay.
Like, there was, like, car. Like,
I'm just such like, a grandparent. No, this was something that actually turned to Joe at one point. And I go, are we fucking losers?
Well, no. Like, one night we just, like, went back relatively early and, like, read in bed. Okay, but
let me give you this story. Okay. Because I do think you guys would do something different.
Okay.
It should be also said, you're younger.
Yeah, you have two kids. We don't fucking sleep.
So this was the part of the vacation, like, point of it was to rest. Okay. One of our qualms with the hotel, we loved the hotel so much. But Friday night, there was this, like, social supper or whatever on the roof. And so they do this huge dinner and they have a live performance and whatever. Mm-hmm. We would have gone, but our friends, Brandon and Perry, happened to be in the Cayman Islands the same weekend. So that was the one night we had made plans to go out to dinner with them. Mm-hmm. So we got to dinner and then we like couldn't go to the live performance because we didn't have a ticket for the dinner. So we're laying in bed and it's fucking loud.
And you just hear it.
It's loud. No, it gets worse. It's loud. And we're like, what the hell? Like, but it's not even like you can hear it. It's the bass.
Yeah.
It is like boom, boom,
bumping
in our room. And we're like, oh my God, kind of annoyed, but whatever. We fall asleep. The next night, there's this like Mambo Italiano night at the Italian restaurant on site. But we didn't want Italian food because like we get Italian food all the time.
Sure.
You're in the islands. I wanted fish. So we went to their main restaurant, Tilly's, which was so nice. Have a great night. But we're exhausted in general. I am just chronically tired. We go back and they had told me, they're like, yeah, it's Mambo Italiano night. And then also there's karaoke, which like I'm just not.
Yeah.
I love karaoke with friends.
But you're not going to go to karaoke.
Me and Joe,
Yeah.
So we go to get in bed. We're in bed. It's like 10 o'clock. And it is literally as if the karaoke's in our room.
No.
Like, it is right outside of our room. So it's all you hear. And Joe is so worked up. Like,
oh, I'm sure.
Oh, this is so loud. Like, this is ridiculous.
Oh my God.
And I'm like, what time is it even? And I look. And like, it did get late, like 11:30 at one point. Okay. It was still going. So like late. But I turned to him and I go, are we fucking losers that like we're not like down there?
Yeah.
And it actually had me wondering. And then he goes, well, yeah, we do have earlier nights because like you don't drink. And I was like, sir, don't put this on me. Like, but.
I mean, you know, he'd be slaying that.
Play Freebird. But. I don't know. No, I mean, kind of questioned if I'm cool. And I don't think I am.
Well, no, I don't think it's that you're not cool. I think you just have like a different lifestyle. Like you're so fucking tired. You have two kids. Like
yeah.
Who you're on vacation to relax. Granted, yeah, I think Tyler and I probably would have gone. I don't think we would have been doing karaoke, but I think we would have gone.
I do wonder, like, who's up there singing?
Yeah, I don't have the confidence to do that.
Yeah.
Like, I do unless friends. I was with, like, a bunch of friends.
I've done karaoke, yeah, and I love it.
But, like, you do me? Karaoke in, like, the comfort of, like, your own karaoke your room.
Too. I mean, I did it at our wedding.
Well, that's but your yeah. people.
Your people.
Yeah. But I see how that is.
It was just this moment where, like, we're laying in bed. My mouth guard's in. My yeah, mouth you're is like, taped. I'm reading.
I'm and in such like, a different world right now.
This I just couldn't be more removed from, like, the desire to go do that.
Yeah. Yeah. But ours, like, at our hotel, there wasn't really that much, like, nightlife. Like, the bar
ours
closed.
Was like a scene.
Yeah, like, the bar would close and then people would just go back to their rooms kind of thing. And then, like, there was alcohol in the mini fridge. So we would just, like, hang out, sit on our front patio and just, like, chill.
I guess I do have to accept, like, things would potentially be different if I did drink. And I think I probably deny that because I don't want to, like...
Yeah, but that doesn't make you less fun.
I know. I do think I'm fun when I want to be fun.
Yeah.
And then I very much cannot be fun. And that's fine.
But... Also on our vacation, we're very much back to Antigua. The two of us, me and Tyler, are very much non-beach people. And so all of our friends were like, we're shocked that you chose to go to a beach spot. And we're like, this is the thing. We love the ocean. We love the warm weather. We just can't sit out in the sun all day. So what we did is we would just wake up, go get a little day bed on the beach that had a full umbrella. And we just stayed there under the umbrella.
Whoa,
Well, no. Of course. Like, that's, you're not going to be sitting out. Some people would.
The UV was 11.
Same.
11.
Okay, so
I fell
asleep
at one point. The sun must have shifted for 20 minutes. I burned.
No. Tyler got burnt because.
He told me he didn't when I saw him.
He got burnt on his face and his chest, not as bad as you, but from the reflection of the water and the sand. Like, not because he was in the sun.
So insanely hot.
Because we were fully under an umbrella the first day and he didn't put sunscreen on. But it was because of the reflection, which is just so funny.
You put in this note. Okay, wait, sorry. Speaking of this, it is such a humbling and embarrassing experience to put sunscreen on in public. Do you feel that way? Like, do you?
No.
Really?
No.
Wait, I will, like, do anything. I always prefer to put sunscreen on in the room because I'm like, I will do anything in my power to, like, not anything in my power, but I just had this moment when I was putting on sunscreen on the beach and I'm like, this is just so embarrassing for no reason.
Like, what part of your body? Just
all
the whole
over.
Body?
My face, I don't feel embarrassed, but, like, you got to get in these weird positions to get all the angles. I also feel like I'm, like, rubbing myself down when I'm in, like, a skinny bikini. I'm, like, getting in my, like, upper crotch area, my ass cheeks. Like, I'm literally, like, rubbing myself down. And then I'm, like, bending over in these weird contortions. And then I have to be like, hey, can you sunscreen my back?
No,
like,
I get what you're saying.
The whole thing just seems so... I don't know.
My biggest pet peeve is, like, I fucking hate when there's sand on my feet and my legs.
And then you rub it.
And then you rub it. And then you're just, like, fully exfoliating yourself. Like, that I can't deal with. But doing my, like, arms and stomach and legs and chest, like, that doesn't bother me.
I also feel like my chest always gets burned. So, like, I'm trying to pull down my bikini but not let a nip out.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Like, and you got to get around the lines. And I just...
You're definitely close to... flashing people.
Like, the first lather just feels so humbling. Mm. Also, have you know that company Vacation Sunscreen?
Yeah, I love
their stuff.
Yeah.
They have a whip.
I know.
But it looks like a bottle of whipped cream.
Well, no, I know.
And so you have to tilt it over. You should have seen Joe's face when I handed it to him to use.
No.
He literally thought I had whipped cream that I was just rubbing all over my body.
You're like, we're on vacation, honey. Yeah. Get that whipped cream out.
You didn't bring the chocolate syrup?
Oh my God, that is too good.
The other thing.
I don't really understand why it's whipped. Like, I love all
really
of their
either.
Other sunscreens. I have their sunscreens.
Sunscreens?
I have their, like, face mist and their.
Face mist?
Yeah. It's like a face sunscreen mist.
I didn't know
really
about
good.
That.
And then I have their, like, sunscreen lotion.
Okay.
I get that the whip is like cool, but like,
no, I don't know why it's whipped. I don't know why it looks like whipped cream. I don't know any of that.
Such a funny like marketing. I mean, clearly it's working. People are loving it. Like every time I see it on TikTok, all the comments are like, oh my God, where is that from? I need it. It's just so funny.
The other thing about, I don't know if humbling is the word, but interesting positions of your body, eating lunch on the beach in a bathing suit, like you're just like getting in these weird positions and like there's food dropping sometimes and like you can't get comfortable because there's no back on a seat, like that whole thing. I mean, it's heavenly. But this brings me to another point.
I don't think we...
Oh, you didn't eat?
No.
We literally did not leave the beach.
Well, there was like a tiki restaurant on the beach. Same. So we literally
didn't want to leave the bed.
So we would go right over.
The other thing was the best part of this for us, like as parents, was 6 o'clock looking at each other being like, do you want to read for another 30 minutes? Fuck yeah, I do.
Yeah, you're like,
we've got no one
else
to bathe. We've got no one to give a bottle
nothing
to.
Else
we've
to
got
do.
No schedule. How do you feel about on a menu if something's under salads and it doesn't have lettuce? Because that's annoying to me. That's not a salad.
I feel like that's common. But what? What? Like a quinoa? Like
No. Okay. There was a salad section of the menu. And
there
were,
it was just salad.
It said salads.
Okay.
There were five, maybe salads. There was a Caesar, a Cobb. I forget.
But then they have like caprese salad.
Okay. That wasn't on there. And I feel like that's common. Okay. I don't agree fully, but whatever. Okay. This said citrus salad. And it said grapefruit, cucumber, pickled onion. Uh-huh. In my mind.
Is that like your worst nightmare?
Well, obviously not without pickled onion. No, I don't like pickled onions. I said, can I have a citrus salad? And I got a side of like mahi. And I said with the mahi-mahi.
And you were expecting like the one in Florida.
Yes. I'm expecting a bed of lettuce.
Yeah.
Avocado, grapefruit, cucumber with literally fish on top.
Okay.
And it came and it was just a plate of sliced grapefruit, a few avocado and cucumber. And that's not a salad.
I think that is weird, but I am not like shocked by that. I don't know. I feel like sometimes they do, but like fruit salad.
Yeah, but like that wouldn't be under a salad section.
Chicken salad
usually would be served on a bed of lettuce if it's under salads.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was just kind of...
I think it's pretty common though. I'm not saying that I'm defending it.
Okay.
Well, I keep moving and pulling the mic away. Sorry.
That's fine.
I have been on my like skincare journey lately and I am so pumped because I finally found a routine that I love and makes me feel like the most confident and also my skin is hydrated. I think it looks the best it's ever looked. And I want to tell you about one of my favorite products, and that product is OneSkin. Okay. So founded by 4 PhDs dedicated to skin longevity, OneSkin proves you don't need a complicated routine to achieve better skin. Their topical supplements make it easy to help your skin stay younger and healthier without all the extra steps. The secret is their proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient scientifically proven to reduce the buildup of senescent cells, those notorious zombie cells that contribute to skin aging. I have been using and absolutely loving the OS1 Eye Topical Supplement. It is an eye cream designed to cater to the delicate eye area, providing targeted care and addressing the signs of aging where they matter most. Okay, obviously, like, I still am not sleeping. So my under eyes can look not so great some days, and I find that this eye cream helps so much. Leveraging their in-house cutting-edge R&D platform, they were also able to measure the efficacy of age reversal molecules in their lab. By staining skin samples in the lab for senescent cells and analyzing changes to the skin's genetic data before and after exposure to the OS1 peptide, OneSkin scientists found that the OS1 peptide reverses skin's biological age by reducing the number of senescent cells by up to 50%. OneSkin is more than just skincare. It's about skin longevity, targeting the root causes of aging to help you look and feel your best at every age. Get started today with 15% off using code Cameron at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code Cameron. After you purchase, they'll ask where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. It's time to expect more from your skincare routine. Invest in the health of your skin with OneSkin. Get 15% off OneSkin with code Cameron at oneskin.co. You guys know I love and pretty much live in activewear, like anything that I can put on and feel cute in, but still like run around, potentially work out and chase my children in is my ideal type of outfit. And I have just started wearing a new brand that I am really freaking in love with and want to tell you all about, and that is Roback. Roback was founded because they needed activewear that could transition seamlessly from one activity to the next, and they couldn't find it, so they designed it. I recently got a few pieces that I am really obsessed with. I got the Tempo Performance hoodie and jogger, which I 10 out of 10 recommend for anyone looking for like a very casual, comfortable, but like put together looking set. It's amazing. It's this hunter green that I got it in. And my mom was here. She put it on immediately and was like, okay, I'm obsessed with this. But also, it's springtime. As we enter summer, I am trying to get some hobbies outside of the house. And those hobbies include tennis and golf. Okay. I used to play golf when I was younger and then I haven't played in forever, but I want to get back into it. And I really just want to get better at tennis. So I got a few things off the site for all of my fellow people trying to get into these sports. I got the Luna sleeveless zip, which is a perfect like collared zip tank that I can wear in white for my tennis, or I got like this stripe blue for golf. And then their Renewal quarter zip long sleeve, which is ideal for like the colder days if you're out golfing. And then I got the Steffi Active Skort. I got that in black and white and I love it. It's lightweight and breathable to match your active lifestyle, and they've built in shorts with an elastic strip to keep them in place, which is so freaking important, along with hidden pockets to secure your belongings. If you haven't already, now it's time to try out Roback. Use code Cameron on roback.com for a generous 20% off your first order through the end of this week. That's spelled R-H-O-B-A-C-K.com. That's 20% off all hoodies, joggers, crews, and more with code Cameron. Stay comfortable this spring with Roback.
You asked me about what happened in the airplane. Someone was in your seat?
So I wrote this in the shared notes that if you were going on an airplane and somebody was sitting on your seat, would you say something to them?
Duh.
So,
yes.
Okay.
What do you even mean? Like, what? Why? That's not a question.
So,
I just don't understand.
On our way back, normally Tyler and I get the middle and the aisle.
Same.
And Tyler sits in the middle. And I... Well, like sometimes I'll sit in the middle, but normally
I usually am in the middle.
Normally he's nice and lets me have the window. And so on our flight back home, we board the airplane and we're walking down the aisle, and there's this guy sitting in the window seat, and I'm like, ugh, damn. Tally goes, a fucking course. Like,
wait,
of
he's
course.
Sitting in the window seat. That's, you just said you get the middle in the aisle.
No, we get the middle in the window.
You said middle in the aisle.
Oh, we get the middle in the window.
Why?
Sorry. Because I like the window. I can rest my head on the wall.
Okay. What if you had to pee?
Oh, I could probably count on one hand the amount of times that I've peed on an airplane.
What in God's name are you talking about?
Never. I hate peeing on the airplane.
But like.
No, I don't do it.
What do you mean?
Yeah, no, I don't.
But it's not like up to you. It's your uterus.
Stop it. It's my bladder. But like, okay. But sure.
But you're just like, sorry, we're not going?
I go pee literally right before we're boarding.
As do I.
And it's funny because I pee so much. But no, I think my mind is, well, I also knock the fuck out. Like before we have even taken off, I'm asleep. And I sleep the whole flight. So I think that's probably why. Yeah, like I'm not why. Waking up. I'm not thinking about the fact that I have to go pee.
I go to pee at least once every flight on a flight to LA. Four times.
No.
Yeah. Oh, and it actually sucks because I like to sleep on planes too. So therefore I would want the window, mm-hmm. but I feel so guilty ever asking anyone to get up. You can't.
Well, I think that's also why? Like, there's just too many things where I'm just like, it's not going to happen.
You're not even going to tell someone if they're in your seat.
Okay, so we take, all that being said, we take the window in the middle. And guy is sitting in the window. And Tyler's like, oh my God, of course. But like, he doesn't really care because he knows he's going to sit in the middle. And then I'm like, ugh, whatever. Like, not that big of a deal. I don't feel like asking this man to move. Like, he's comfortable. He's already sat down. He's like gotten everything. Like, he's seated.
His things are out.
Yeah. Like, it's just too much of a hassle to ask him to move. So we didn't ask him to move. I just took the aisle and that was it. Granted, if I had an aisle or a window seat and he was sitting, or no.
What if he was in the middle
seat? If he was in the Would you have said something? Well, that's like psychotic. I don't think he would want to be sitting in the middle of us. Yeah. No one.
You're making out on a plane.
No, but no one chooses the middle seat.
Okay.
I think that's the last option. If anyone chooses the middle seat, that is
true.
That's weird. So I think that would be the nice thing to be like, hey, you got the middle seat. Do you want to pick your poison? But if there was somebody else in the aisle or the window and he took the other, whatever it is,
yeah,
and I would have had to sit in the middle, but I paid for, like,
you would have said,
I would say something. But yeah, with that, I was just like, whatever, I'm either getting the window or the aisle. Okay, it doesn't really matter.
I understand.
So
that.
I didn't say
when
anything.
You put that in the note, I thought maybe like someone took like one of the middle seats, mm-hmm, or like
from I would another have had to row, sit in the
sat in your seat. So then you were sitting, you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How often, if someone asked you, this happened on our flight home from the Caymans, not us, our friends, mm-hmm, that we were with, they were like, will you switch seats so this family can sit together? And it was like the back of the plane. And he was like, no, thank you.
I'm always sitting in the back of the plane regardless. So like, yeah, I would do it.
When I fly by myself, I'm literally in the last row. Like always. I'm right in front of the toilet. I am like, the last on the plane. We are
always in the back of the plane. So okay, yeah, I would.
When I fly with Joe, we kind of do like that comfort, that like middle,
yeah,
like,
yeah,
not,
yeah,
the exit row, but you, yeah, know, now I don't want anywhere near the exit row after that
no,
door
I can't.
Flew off.
But I also like, sometimes Tyler and I will book flights, and if we like check in too late or whatever, and there's, yeah, not seats next to each other, like we're not asking people to switch with us.
Well, I mean, yeah.
Well, a lot of people do.
I think that's kind of crazy unless you have children.
Well, I think if you're asking like middle to middle, or if you're, fair, if you ask if the middle, like the, and I'm like,
row,
oh, I have an aisle. Do you want to sit in the
upgrade?
Yeah.
Okay, that's fair.
Do you want to switch from middle to aisle or middle to window?
Do you ever go in a zone that's not your zone when they call zones and they're like zone one, zone two? Would,
no,
you ever jump zones?
No, not unless I'm flying with somebody who has an earlier zone.
Okay.
Because I've seen people get called out for it.
I would never.
That also being said, we are always in the last zone.
Same.
We were in, I want to be zone there was seven zones and we were in zone seven for our flight to Antigua.
But I always want to be the last one on that plane.
Oh,
like I almost missed my flight to LA by myself because I happened to get a random bloody nose when I was in the bathroom.
Weird.
And I was planning on being the last one on the plane because, yeah, I was alone. Uh-huh. And I literally had to sprint as they were closing the doors.
Yeah, that also happened to us on our flight back to Antigua because we were sitting at the bar and we didn't know that our flight was boarding. So we almost missed our flight because we were sitting at the bar, and then we ran and we were the last ones on to board. But I don't like being the last one because then what if there's no room to put your bag up?
Well, that's why I don't like to go with my bag. I always carry, I used to always carry on a bag. Then I had kids and then we started checking bags.
But if you're flying alone.
If I fly alone, sometimes I will typically, when I go to LA for work, sometimes I have to check my bag because if I'm like packing the fits.
Mm.
Because if I'm recording seven shows, I have to be in seven different habits. But I will go, that's so diva. But I will sometimes, if I'm carrying on.
Most non-cammy thing I've ever heard you say.
I will do a gate check. If they're like, okay, our flight is full, we're, yeah, asking, like, take my bag.
Well, I do like.
You mean I don't have to worry about overheads and I get it right when I get off the
I
plane?
I do like take when it. You get it right off.
Yeah, gate check, the best. So I will try to do that. And I'll even like preemptively go up and be like, hey, are you gate checking bags? Is the flight full?
Interesting.
Another thing that happened. Okay, we waited in the longest customs line when we got to.
Oh my God, ours was. So
ours was really long.
Long.
And we got this email from the hotel before being like, you can pay $150 to do like a VIP experience. And we were like, why are we fucking doing that?
Uh-huh.
You know, like, why would we?
Yeah.
And then we got there and I was like, oh, this is why. But
yeah,
when we went to Caymans the year before, we must have flown at a different time or day and it was 5 minutes. So we're waiting in this long customs line.
You're saying going to Caymans, not coming,
yes,
back. Okay.
Coming back, we have global entry. And
okay.
But of course, we get there, we do the thing, and the guy looks at us and he's like, oh, I'm so sorry, guys. The system's down. Go get in this line. And we're like, I probably use global entry once a year.
Yeah,
so
for this reason.
For this exact reason, but we flew right out, so it was fine. We're waiting in line in the Caymans.
Yeah.
And I am just scrolling TikTok mindlessly. Not great, but, mm-hmm, I would say majority of people with a phone would be doing the same thing. Yeah. Our age. Joe looks at me and is like, what are you doing? And this is the difference between someone who's chronically online and someone who's not on social media. And I was like,
I got nothing else to do.
I don't know. And he goes, you're just like scrolling? No, put your phone away. And I go, oh, I'm sorry. Did you want to talk about something? And he goes, no. And I go, so what is it that you want me to do? Do you want to talk? And he goes, no, just like, I don't know, meditate while you're standing here. You want me to stand here with my own fucking thoughts for an hour?
No. That's crazy. I mean, of course, I was on TikTok the whole time.
I was like, Joe, if you want me to stand here with my own thoughts for an hour, you're not going to like what comes out of this brain.
You are in for it. Yeah, no,
but it was a very different. It was like a realization of this is what life must be like if you're not on social media.
Yeah, to not have to like.
No impulse.
Worry about that. But on our coming back to New York, I think we flew into JFK and the customs was insane. And it was all people coming back from spring break.
Oh my God.
So it was all of these college kids just like looking so fucking hungover, so miserable. They were all burnt, all just like so loud.
Smelled of a rum punch.
And like so, so many people. And so the line was like, it wrapped around so many times and then it wrapped around the whole length, like up against the wall, like past the things and then back through. So we wait in line. We see there's a global entry line that no one's in. We don't have global entry.
Really?
Not that I know of. Then there's another line that is mobile something.
I don't know.
It's called, I forget what it's called, but it's literally like mobile something. I don't know. And we're like, what the hell is that? Like, what can that be? So Tyler starts Googling it. We waited in line for probably 45 minutes. We probably have another hour and a half to go. And Tyler's Googling it and he's like, oh, I think you just download this app, put in your information, and that's it. And so we're like, no, that can't be. Like, that's so easy. Why isn't everyone doing it? So we download the app. We fill out our information. Like, you put in your passport number, your name, where you traveled to, where you're traveling from. You, like, answer the questionnaire. And then it says, like, okay, you're done. Show it to the person, whatever. And so we're like, all right, are we going to take this risk and get in this line? Hope we do it correctly. And, like, what if it doesn't work? Then we have to start all over. But we were like, all right, let's just try it. So we get in this line of two people ahead of us. We go in and the guy calls us up and we're like, oh, we did mobile, like whatever. And he's like, oh, we just stopped taking that actually, but I'll let you guys slide. And we were like, oh my God. And we were like, how do you not announce that? Like, they said nothing. Like, there were people, because you could hear them calling mobile, global. Like, you could hear them calling both. Yeah. And then he was like, oh, we just stopped. And I was like, well, you didn't announce it to anyone. Like, the line wasn't closed off, whatever. So thankfully he lets us through. And I was like, that was the easiest fucking thing ever. It literally is just an app.
All right, everyone.
For anyone curious, let me actually get the app.
Working in customs would honestly be such a satisfying job, in my opinion, because you're in your cubicle, you're by yourself.
No.
You're just...
Kimmy, you have to deal with like the craziest mobile passport control.
I feel like you mobile just... Passport people control. Hand you your passport, you ask them, what are you here for? Are you here for leisure or work? And then it's like, bam, bam.
No,
thank you.
No. These people, some of them are... well, first of all, I cannot even imagine doing it because...
You'd have to talk to strangers?
No, just these dumbasses are so just like in their own worlds. Like, this guy was on the phone, on a full phone call.
Okay, well, getting, you're not allowed to be
and
doing
they were
that.
Like, if you're on the fucking phone, get to the back of the line, screaming at them. And I was like, oh my God, do not touch your phone. Do not touch your phone. But I think that would be my nightmare. Like, just people being...
Yes, you'd have to deal with like... Okay, I take it back. But the act of
that's
being
like,
in
one spot... I
think
one of the worst, like, customer service. Like, praise those people.
Okay, yes, you have to deal with really annoying people. But I think, like, task-oriented work, I always think about being very nice, where you have a task, mm-hmm. you finish it, you complete it, on to the next
task.
You're
saying, like, satisfying.
Yeah, like, I remember very vividly at Lafayette, they were laying brick on, they were like redoing the quad. And I was like, honestly, like, that type of construction work would be so satisfying, mm-hmm. because your task is like lay this, like, you know, and then you leave the day and there's like this instant gratification of I did this exact thing.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yeah. I mean, I disagree, but yeah.
Okay.
That also reminded me when we were in line with, anytime I go through customs, I think about when we came back from, I think the BVIs.
Yeah.
Or maybe a trip when I was younger and they pulled me away and they brought me into a room and asked me if, like, asked me all these questions because they were worried.
Because you were
young? Yeah. And they were like, is it, like, are these your real parents?
Well, remember when I got fucking scammed by customs coming home from London?
No.
Because I had the stuff in my bag.
Oh, yeah.
And then they were like, oh, you actually have to pay the taxes when you land, which I'm sorry, no one has ever done that I've ever known of with the VAT tax. And they were like, yeah, you owe us like X amount of money in cash.
Yeah, that was crazy.
And I'm like, you're pocketing this.
Yeah.
But I'm scared. So here.
Yeah. You don't really have a choice. Oh, then the other time I was put on a no-fly list because some other Sarah Louise Linville, I guess, this made some name. Threats. And I remember we went on like a family vacation when I was like, under 15, and they were like, you can't fly. And we were like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, what do you mean I can't fly? Like, I'm not on a no-fly zone. What could I have possibly done?
Yes. All right.
Wait, then there was another time that I went through. I know, but really quickly.
It's time for a nap.
When I went through.
Not for me.
When I went through. Girls got a nap. When I went through Newark Airport to fly to Boston with mom's passport when I was 15 years old.
I actually remember that.
And they got me through, and then flying back from Boston, I handed my passport because I was underage and I didn't have a license yet. And I was flying alone, and I handed them my passport, and they were like, you're not however old mom was, 50 years old. And I was like, correct, I'm not. And he was like, well, then why are you carrying this passport? And I was like, that's my mom. I have no idea how I have this passport. How the fuck did I get through Newark Airport with this passport? Right,
like they didn't even.
And I ended up, this is so crazy that, you showed like them literally, Facebook? Thank God. I showed them Facebook, which doesn't even make sense because I'm Lucy Linville on Facebook.
What year was this? Pre-2001? Post-2001? Post.
I mean, absolutely.
I'm so sorry. I forgot how young you were. Okay. Whoops.
I was like 16. No, I was probably
insane.
16 years old. It was before I got my license.
That is insane. I hear my child crying downstairs with Joe, so I need to go. But I want to do something really fast.
Okay.
Do you know about the alphabet game?
I saw you put this and I was like, yeah.
Can we try?
Sure.
Okay.
Are we making a sentence or just words?
Like you have a conversation. Are you having fun?
Oh.
No, the next letter is B. Ready, set, round two. Are you having fun?
Because that's not, you can't.
Oh, you're not good at this.
I don't like this game.
You would just be like, better believe I am.
Oh, okay. You best believe it.
Can't wait to do this again.
Don't even think about it. Fuck you.
Go home.
Hate you.
I don't think that was nice.
Just kidding.
Okay.
Love ya.
My oh my, do I love this.
No, I can't believe it.
Oh my gosh.
Please. This can't be entertaining to listen to. Oh, cute.
Quiet. Oh. Quiet.
Really good job.
No, you said,
What?
Q-U. Q-R.
I cannot.
Okay, go.
I said, really good job.
Stop.
Today was so fun.
You're the best. You are the best.
You.
You're the best.
Oh. You're just staring. Hurry. Very good job today.
Why can't we do this every day?
Xylophone's my favorite. Wait. Oh, yeah.
TBWX. You're so cute. Zebra.
Zebra.
Bye. Love you all.
Thank you all so much for listening to today's episode of Freckled Foodie and Friends. I have so much fun recording the show. It is my favorite part of my job and truly is what lights me up. Your feedback and response to every episode is what keeps me going. And if this episode resonated with you, please feel free to DM me over on Instagram or share on your stories. If you are looking for a way to support the show, please rate and or review on whatever platform you use to listen to your podcast. It means the world to me and it really helps the show grow. Please also make sure to hit subscribe so that you are up to date with new episodes coming at you every Wednesday morning. And of course, please be sure to follow me on Instagram and TikTok at Cameron Oaks Rogers. I love you and I appreciate your support so much.
Please note that this episode may contain paid endorsements and advertisements for products and services. Individuals on the show may have a direct or indirect financial interest in products or services referred to in this episode.